Welcome to the Left Brain Artist Podcast. This is my bonus business episode. Today I'll be talking about destination art classes. They're also known as art retreats or workshops. These can be wonderful crafting vacations where you learn a new skill, meet new people, and visit a new area. They can last anywhere from a day to a week, and they can be held at rustic farms, exotic beaches, hotels in cool cities, as well as art stores and artist studios. You can find them across the United States and in many other countries. I've attended one retreat, the Art and Soul Retreat in Portland, Oregon, about 5 times. Each time I've taken different courses from at least 5 different instructors, and the classes have included jewelry making, book creation, painting, and assemblage. I will be including lots of links in the show notes so you can find one that will look fun and interesting to you. Let me start by giving you a bunch of examples of destination art classes so you know what I'm talking about. There are many artists out there who travel quite a few weeks a year to teach at other locations. This expands their reach of students while giving them the adventure of visiting another area. While the instructors work very hard preparing for the class and then teaching the class, they do get time to see the teaching location, at the very least for meals and often for tours around the city. Art and Soul Retreat in Portland, Oregon is one of the longest-running multi-day retreats. They also hold it in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and a couple of other cities each year. The other cities have changed over the years. Sometimes they're in Colorado, sometimes in California, sometimes other places. The retreats last about a week. They offer one-day classes, usually project-based, which means you should be able to finish a complete project in a day. You choose from about a dozen different classes per day, taught by instructors who have flown in from all over the United States. Some local people just take 1 or 2 classes over the weekend, and others take one every single day of the retreat. The classes are held in the meeting rooms of a hotel, and the attendees can stay at the hotel or at other local places. The convenience of staying at the host hotel is great. You can get transportation to the hotel from the airport, so you don't have to rent a car. The hotel often offers group discounts. You can easily go up to your room when you're tired. You can eat all your meals there with the other attendees. And when you hit it off with other students, you can spend your free time together. The community of these retreats is one of the best parts. After you've been to one, you may meet the same friends at other retreats as well. The retreats often have group events too, like opening receptions, vendor nights where you can purchase art and supplies, tours into the city, and special meals to restaurants. I chose the Portland Art and Soul Retreat because my brother lives there and I was able to stay with his family, saving on hotel and rental car costs. You need to factor in these costs when deciding if you can go, because right off the bat you've got travel costs, either flights or gas for driving. Then there's the cost of the classes themselves. But keep in mind that for some classes, this price includes some supplies or materials that the instructor provides. Be sure and calculate your total cost of the retreat by including any supplies that you'll have to buy first and bring with you to the class. The instructors generally try to keep these costs low so as not to discourage people from coming to take their class. The class prices range greatly depending on what is included, so I'm not even going to quote any here. For Art and Soul, each class has its own price. For other retreats, you pay one price for the retreat, and that includes some meals and special events, and sometimes it even includes your lodging, like if you're all staying at the retreat venue. Other retreats might offer 2 or 3 days of classes, sometimes a different class each day by the same teacher, or a different teacher per day. Sometimes it is just one class that builds on itself over a few days, like a mosaic class where you need a few days to do the project, or a painting class where you need drying time overnight. Some retreats may include a large tour option. That's often the case with art retreats in other countries. The price may include 8 days there, but only 4 for the class and 4 for the touring the country. In that case, the tours are set up by the retreat host. You all do the tour together, and the price is included in your retreat price. I've seen classes like that in Mexico, Morocco, Australia, Spain, Portugal, and France, but I'm sure you can find them in almost any country. I'll give you some examples of the type of art classes that are available right now, and I'll put the links in my show notes. At Art and Soul Retreat in Virginia Beach in October 2018, Jenny Doe is teaching magical oil portraits, and Aaron Keck is teaching funky steampunk birds. Susan Leonard Kasmer is teaching industrial bangle bracelet. In March 2019, Orly Avaneri is teaching a four-day mixed media workshop in Morocco. In January 2019, Richard and Jane Sally are teaching a five-day jewelry workshop at Hacienda Mosaico in Mexico. In October 2018, Jody Ohl is teaching a two-day painting class called Zen Houses in Whidbey Island, Washington. Michael DeMang and Andrea Mattis DeMang are teaching a multi-day assemblage workshop in Greece in September of 2018. I'm going to talk a little about why you would want to go away to take an art class. Is it more expensive than taking a class online? Yes, of course. Is it a lot of trouble to pack all your tools and supplies, make sure you don't forget anything, and get them through security at an airport? Absolutely. And by the way, make sure you read the airline regulations on what can be carried on and what can be checked in your baggage. That's a whole other conversation, but suffice it to say, don't try putting scissors and cutters in your carry-on, and make sure all your paints and liquids are securely sealed and in plastic bags. You don't want to arrive with a mess, and you don't want any of your supplies confiscated. In most cases, you'll be able to ship things ahead to the host or hotel, or you can buy things while you're there. So why would you want to go far away for an art class? For one thing, you may not have too many art classes offered near your home. Or they may be an instructor whose artwork you've admired and you really want to take their class, no matter where it is. You may have too busy a life and you want to just get away so that you can concentrate on your art without the distractions in your home. Not that families are a distraction, but when you go away for an art class, you are able to concentrate fully on the art class, and that is a luxury that many busy people don't get at home. I took art classes away because I wanted to try new things. With a small amount of supplies that I had to bring, I was able to learn a new art technique using a lot of the instructor's tools that I never would have been able to learn on my own. I tried assemblage for the first time, and if I hadn't taken that class, I never would have known where to begin. And because we were doing a specific project, I got a head start on the imagining and planning phases because the instructor told us what we were going to do. I've also taken a bookmaking class from one of the top book artists in the country. You'll find that the instructors are very generous with their instruction and carefully talk you through all the steps of the project. It's a great opportunity to try something new and be a little daring in your art. What have you got to lose? I've also taken a few painting classes, and we created one thing that we could finish in one day. If I had tried to do painting by myself, I probably never would have finished a canvas and would have kept floundering with it for months. I also gained some long-term friends from taking classes away, friends with other students as well as instructors. Because the Art and Soul Retreats offered about a dozen classes per day, there were hundreds of students, not just the 10 to 20 in each class. I ate breakfast and lunch in the retreat hotel, and I would just walk up to any table to join someone. And don't worry, if you're too nervous to walk up to someone, just sit by yourself, and I guarantee someone else will walk up to you. I also joined some swap groups. Have you heard of swaps before? That's where one person comes up with a project, usually with a theme, and invites others to create their version of the project. Then everyone makes one for each member of the group. The host collects them all, then gives one from each person back to everyone else. For example, I joined a jewelry charm swap before I went to Art and Soul. I discovered this in the Art and Soul Yahoo group of attendees. That was way back in the day before Facebook. The Yahoo group was used so people could ask questions about the retreat in the months leading up to the retreat. Anyway, about 50 people who were going to Portland joined this charm group. The theme of the retreat was home, so we were to make 50 identical charms related to home and bring them to the retreat. We met in the lobby of the hotel one day and traded charms with everyone. I ended up putting all my 50 different charms on a necklace that I still have today. People also bring artist trading cards to trade or other little handmade trinkets. Trading with others at retreats is a great way to get to know each other. Think of it as a little icebreaker. You just walk up to someone and say, "Do you have any trades?" And if they do, you give them one of yours, take one of theirs, and usually you have a little conversation about how they made the trade, where they're from, etc. I love my swap and trade items that I received at all the art retreats that I attended. With the advent of Facebook, we now can keep in touch with these people we meet away at art classes. Some of the artists I'm interviewing for this podcast are people I met at retreats. You'll kind of find your tribe of like-minded artists, and you may see some of the same people at future retreats or in an online class or liking one of your pictures on Instagram. If you're an artist and you think you'd like to teach at an away workshop, you'll usually have to apply to be an instructor. Some of them have submission guidelines, and if you can't find them on their websites, just ask them. They'll want to see a description of your class, photos of the project to be made in the class, a list of tools and supplies you'll bring, and anything needed connected with the venue for the space. Are you teaching a digital art class? Then you'll need lots of outlets for people to bring their laptops. Are you teaching a painting class? Then you'll need drop cloths for the space and tables or easels. Many things the host can supply for you because they've been in the business of offering classes for a while, so don't be afraid to ask. Each host provides different things to their instructors, so find out exactly what they are guaranteeing you. Some offer a room, like if the venue is a bed and breakfast or an inn. Some include all the meals for the instructor, and some will offer a ride from the airport. When thinking about your supply list, ask them if you can mail items ahead and if there are art or hardware stores close by where you can buy supplies when you get there. Keep in mind that if you are teaching in a foreign country, the students may not be able to get the supplies that you list, so you may want to modify your supply list to what is available to them. After you've looked at all your costs involved with teaching at the art retreat, only you can determine if it is a profitable trip for you. There may be other ways to make income besides the class fee that will make a trip more worthwhile. Some venues allow instructors to sell their own artwork or books or supplies at the class. Some do not, so ask first. Some will have vendor fairs where you can set up a table and sell your artwork or supplies. Many instructors can make a lot of money at these things, so ask others who have done it before if they have been successful. You may find that these extra sales will more than pay for your flights and other costs to get there. You also may want to be a host for an art retreat and attract art teachers to come to you. Think about if you have a dedicated space for classes that can hold 8 to 20 students, or if you can offer more than one class at a time in multiple rooms. Can you also provide a room for the instructor to sleep in? Where will the students sleep? Are there enough B&B or hotel rooms in town to handle all your students? Hosting art classes is a lot of work, but there are so many ways you can do it. You could utilize the backspace at an art store or scrapbook store or gallery. You could rent out a hotel conference room or a vacant storefront. I won't go into everything it takes to host an art event, but I will say that it can be a ton of work, but also one of the most rewarding things you do. No matter what you decide, I definitely recommend taking a few before you jump into hosting one. See what's out there and talk to the host to see what's involved. Whether you're taking a course just a few hours away or a long flight away, this is a popular way to take a class. Destination art classes can be fun and inspiring, and you can meet so many wonderful people. I hope you take the time to look at the art classes that are available out there and dare yourself to give one a try. You won't regret it. And you may just find a new town or country you'll want to go back and visit again. Check out my show notes on my website at suzanneredmond.com for this episode, and you'll see lots of links to different art retreats. Thank you for listening. I'm Suzanne Redmond, and this has been the Left Brain Artist Podcast.